And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batzer, Commander in Chief, ziptv.co.uk. The date, Tuesday, 16th of December. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering. We're here 10 a.m. Banks, Paul Cannonville, Francis Benali, and Matt Lawrence. Let's kick off as we always do. Mr. Zach Mear, PR Master Investor. A very good morning to you, Zach.
Good morning, Moose.
I've got such a bad cold.
It's like the Crimea around here.
Well, it's, I'm obviously struggling. Did you enjoy the Christmas party last night?
I did a little, yes. I sang a couple of bars of Honky Tonk Women. I hope nobody noticed.
Well, I noticed.
Yeah, exactly. So I got just the good bit, you know. But no, I really enjoyed it. It was great, great atmosphere, great people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, you were rolling out the barrel until a very late hour.
Until very, very late. But this is all down to my cold, not my hangover.
Okay,
well, let's go to the first slide, as we always do, the broker recommendations. You've chosen AstraZeneca, BT Group and Ocado. Why have you chosen these? And more importantly, what are you thinking?
Well, I think Astra, I mean, obviously the market is in the bin as a whole. At this sort of stage, you're looking for stocks which may outperform. Obviously, JP Morgan is saying underweight, but the share price currently around £44. They're looking for £41. But the market is in the bin as a whole. At this sort of stage, you're looking for stocks which may outperform. Obviously, JP Morgan is saying underweight, which may outperform. Obviously, JP Morgan, but the share price currently around £44. They're looking for £41. Has largely been avoiding the sort of the worst pain of the traditional supermarkets. Conviction Buy at Goldman Sachs, we like to sort of point these out. Generally, £6.80 target. But what's interesting here is that the hedge funds are massively short of Ocado, so there's going to be a bit of a battle there between Goldman Sachs and the rest. We'll see who wins.
Okay, let's go to some live charting. How's the market this morning?
Well, the market's up 42, but we saw a rise for the FTSE. It was up 50 points, 60 points yesterday at 63.50, and then fell like a stone. What is interesting here, probably as far as the analysis of the FTSE is concerned, I think I said before that if we're below 64.44, which I think was the initial November support, we could go down to 6100. We've gone down to around 61.50, I think, at the lowest today. We'll see what it is, but 61.50 or so. So there's a chance of a rebound, at least a dead cat bounce back towards 6300. But it might be worth, if you're cautious, it might be worth waiting to see whether there's just one final retest of the October 60.72 low, which was
right.
Thinking
bearish.
Obviously, if you go below the October support, I mean, then things could really unravel quite badly.
Okay, let's talk about the banks getting a clean bill of health.
Yes, a clean bill of health from the Bank of England. I sort of feel it could be the kiss of death, given the way that the property market's starting to top
Rumble.
Out, and
yep.
we'll see. I mean, that's the thing with these tests. They're done in sort of cold conditions or cool conditions, but in the emotions and the sort of the heat of a collapse or a crisis, everything gets thrown out the window. So you can't really say that, you know, they're safe
right.
at the moment.
Okay, UK inflation.
UK inflation, it's down to 1% CPI for November. That's the lowest since 2002, so that's 12 years ago. Well below the 2% target, which is obviously meaningless anyway. It looks like there's going to be downward pressure on that as well, I think, especially with going to Christmas with this discounting and obviously after that as well. And the oil price, which hasn't even started. I would put really, that's not even in the figure yet. So
right.
We'll see how much that takes off inflation.
We talked about the Russian ruble before we started.
Yes, panic move yesterday from the Russians. Their central bank raising interest rates to 17%. Sort of reminds me of the ERM crisis that we had here when it was 15% for 10 minutes or something like that. Just not working at all. Don't think it's going to work either. They're in trouble.
Right. Okay, and the November CPI number?
Well, that was 1%, as I said, so inflation just very low.
Just
I think there's some news also about on the political front. I thought this was one of the most strange stories here. UKIP has secured £1.5 million worth of EU funding.
Right.
So Brussels is going to pay £1.5 million to UKIP, the party that obviously doesn't like Brussels.
And, seems a bit odd.
And obviously Brussels, knowing that, you know, it's sort of like a turkey voting for Christmas, really, it's paying UKIP to get rid of it.
Right.
So it just seems to be a total bizarre.
Okay, so we've got some stock selections from the viewers. ULT?
Yes, UltraSys. Somebody, some chartist called this up before the open today. don't know who he
was. That you?
Could have been me, yes. The share's apparently up 75% this morning, which is not bad. As you can see, I liked it because of the 50-day moving average breakout.
Right.
I think I've talked about that before, when you were a downtrend and you want to see a sort of a low above that. So looking good for at least the bottom of that gap there at 0.4 pence over the next few days, or even the end of the day, the way it's going at the moment.
Okay. ANR?
Altona Energy, another small cap, which is looking interesting here, just breaking through the 200-day and the 50-day moving average. They're just crossing over there. That could be quite an interesting move over the next few days. It's like basically like a bull flag.
Right.
You just want to break out through 1.1 pence, and there could be quite an explosive.
Okay, OCT?
Octagonal, I think this one of young Harry Stevenson's picks earlier in the year, but the shares have drifted. Possible floor here now, back above the 0.2 pence level. Be nice to get back towards above this low here, which is like 0.28, something like that.
Right.
That's looking interesting.
Okay, and Gulf Keystone's to boost production?
Gulf Keystone, well, I think they need to, given they probably need to double it, given how much the oil price has fallen. Looks a little bit of a reaction there. Hopefully this is a higher low versus a higher low above 40 pence, but calling the bottom in Gulf Keystone has not been a very profitable activity in the recent past.
Okay, so we talked about somebody was critical that we weren't super upbeat, and somebody's written in today. Perhaps you'd read that.
I think, obviously, given the way the market's gone over the last week, it was probably right that we weren't too upbeat. But the comment here is, thanks for the show, and I find it extremely useful. I always try to watch Zach's review at a minimum. It's a very sensible chap. To the trader who was saying you were downbeat, it seems to me that anyone on the show offers their professional opinion of the subjects being discussed. If a trader is failing because they acted on what was said, then they need to go back to the drawing board, as only the person who is accountable for, the only person who's accountable for a trading decision, plus a loss, is that person themselves. Keep up the good work.
Brilliant. Okay, let's take our first break of the day, and then we're going to come straight back with Craig Drake, the head of institutional research. Straight, we'll be straight back. Thank you.